Can an infinite number of monkeys, given an infinite number of typewriters and an infinite amount of time, eventually recreate the works of Shakespeare? Well, that remains to be seen, but it does seem that if you give enough Soviets enough vodka, potatoes, and mayonnaise, they will eventually get something right, even if it is accidentally. And while this dish is popular in every former Soviet republic and among Slavs everywhere, this dish is actually pretty well known abroad. While most cultures and languages will refer to it simply as Russian salad, we will refer to it by its official name, Salat Olivier.
Fragile! It must be Italian!
Well, I think that says fragile.
While this dish would eventually evolve into its final form during the Soviet Union, it has its roots in Tsarist Russian gastronomy. A chef, by the name of Lucien Olivier, was working in a Moscow restaurant called Hermitage when he created a salad that became all the rage. But this namesake dish, that eventually evolved into what we call Salat Olivier today, would be unrecognizable to us now, because this version of the salad was loaded with ingredients symbolic of mid-19th century bourgeoisie excess, like grouse and pheasant, crayfish tails, cucumbers, potatoes, lettuce, aspic, capers, olives, and of course, mayonnaise.
How wonderfully decadent. Jambi, the chocolate icing. Oh, my.
The Soviet Union brought along with it the death of the gastronomic culture that existed amongst the aristocracy. And as Olivier adapted to its new milieu of poverty, the egregiously opulent ingredients of the dish were replaced with ones more commonly available and less seasonal. This degradation resulted in a more popular and palatable version that was eventually adopted as a national dish of the Soviet Union, and then later became a staple of the region's most popular holiday, New Year's. That's pretty impressive for what is basically just a churched-up version of potato salad.
It's funny. I wish I could make potato salad that good. It's just potatoes and mayonnaise.
So get ready to party like the proletariat, because today I'm going to teach you guys how to make Salat Olivier. For this salad, we will need potatoes, carrots, meat, eggs, crisp dill pickles, peas, dill, and of course, lots and lots of mayo. I have ingredients and measurements in the description, but feel free to adjust based on personal preferences. Just keep in mind that this is a potato salad, and it should be the chief ingredient by volume. You have flexibility with the type of meat you can use. Using a bologna-style meat is popular with kids and those with simple palates. I like using smoked ham, but you can use literally any meat that you desire, from turkey breast to beef tongue, but a pork-based meat is the most common. Now that you have everything you need, start by boiling two pots of water, one for eggs and the other for the veggies.
Boil water? What am I, a chemist?
This dish will be super straightforward and is mostly just boiling water and then cutting things. While you wait for your water to come to a boil, peel the potatoes and carrots. Put the peeled potatoes and carrots in cold water until they're all finished, and then you can add them to the pot, regardless of if the water's boiling or not. For the eggs, you need to wait until the water is coming to a rapid boil, and then gently add the eggs and let them cook for 10 minutes. While the eggs and veggies cook, you can break down your pickles. This dish is basically just a test of your knife skills and patience. You want to cut everything into a cube that is just slightly larger than the size of a pea. This will make the texture a bit more uniform and keep any individual ingredient from overwhelming the dish or feeling disproportionate. Once the 10 minutes is up for the eggs, remove them from the water and place immediately into an ice bath to prevent from overcooking. And if you're anything like me, at least one will somehow crack open and leak egg ectoplasm into the boiled water. Just tell yourself it's good luck or something. Check your veggies. The carrots will be ready before the potatoes. Just pierce with a toothpick or a kebab skewer, and if it passes through with just a little bit of pressure, they're ready. It is important not to overcook the carrots or potatoes. They should be firm, but completely cooked through. Depending on how fast your stove can bring water to a boil, you might have time to break down the meat now. Combine all ingredients into a single large mixing bowl. Break down your carrots and potatoes, but let them cool a bit before cutting to make sure it's safe to handle, and so the veggies release a bit of steam. Slice and chill if needed. This whole dish will entail a good bit of knife work. Just be methodical and careful. Do not rush. You want your salad to be consistent, and you also want to keep all of your fingertips.
Oh, I cut myself.
Marcus, that looks really bad.
Just a nick.
Is that your thumb?
I don't know.
Break down the eggs. Once everything has cooled and been cubed, you can add dill, salt, and then mix in the mayo. However, if you're feeling a little bit adventurous, you can mix the mayo with a couple tablespoons of Dijon mustard and a hearty splash of apple cider vinegar. Then add some fresh cracked pepper and whisk until mixed. If you like things a bit more plain or are making this for kids, I would recommend using just mayonnaise, as it's more common and a bit more traditional. But the mustard and vinegar give this salad just a little bit of zip. Once you've added your dressing, mix the salad thoroughly until all of the mayo is evenly distributed through the salad and all of the egg yolk has been incorporated into the salad and is no longer visible. Now you can add the peas and mix one final time. This just prevents the peas from breaking or becoming mush from overmixing. Now put into the fridge for several hours, or at least until the salad is cold. You can mix one final time to ensure everything is properly spread, and serve. While this is a dish that is most commonly associated with Christmas or New Year's, you can eat this literally any time of year. A summer cookout, family reunion, office potluck, holidays, or just eating it shirtless alone in your dark apartment from a bucket like some sort of potato mayo golem.
Few good taters. What's taters?
Potatoes.
No matter how you choose to enjoy it, this dish is certain to be a hit with everyone you share it with. Guaranteed to be a family favorite and could possibly even become a staple at your holiday table for years to come. Just make sure to save room for vodka. So what do you think of Salat Olivier? Do you think that this is one of the recipes that will replace your grandma's potato salad? Let me know in the comments. Until next time. Thanks, guys.
Way to go, buddy. It took us 3 days to make that potato salad. 3 days!